next coach on the teleconference is Minnesota's P.J. Fleck. Minnesota hosts Maryland on Saturday, a noon Eastern time kickoff on FS1. Coach, thank you for joining us. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
We'll go straight to questions. Thank you.
We'll take those now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question comes from the line of Casey Campbell with G1 NBC Sports.
Hey, Coach, how's it going?
I'm doing elite. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I wanted to ask you about your play this season. How do you think your assessment of your team after four games?
Well, we're getting better. You know, I think we're getting better at what we have to continue to get better at. I know that sounds very simplistic, but it's true. You know, we're a team that has a lot of youth and a lot of inexperience. So what we have to do is get better at the fundamentals and details every day and from game to game. And I think we've been able to do that. I think that our coaches have done a tremendous job of putting our players in the best position to be successful and really highlight their strengths and eliminate their weaknesses. But when we're in practice, trying to make those weaknesses their strength and make those strengths, you know, instinct. So I think that's the biggest thing we focus on. We take one day at a time. We're 0-0. We have not looked at or talked about being 3-0. We just want to be 1-0 in the Maryland season, and we know there's a process of that happening.
Thanks, Coach. Good luck.
You got it. Appreciate you.
Your next question is from the line of Bill Bender with Sporting News.
Hey, Coach. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Bill.
Hey, so you've had some immediate success here in your first season, and as coaches, as you mentioned a little bit there, how do you balance that excitement for what you're doing now with long-term goals you had set at Minnesota?
Well, you just take one day at a time, you know. I'm still the same coach that's, you know, I've been 1-11 in my career and lost 9 or 10 straight, you know, and I know that just as fast as we've been 3-0, you can go 3-9, especially in the Big Ten. So we're not focused on the result. We're focused on the process of becoming better every single day. And, you know, as long as I'm the head football coach, and always been a head football coach, and then even into my future as a head football coach, I'm not going to really worry about the result. The result is a direct byproduct of the process, and that's what we focus on. We have to be better today than we were yesterday in all four areas of our life, and that's all we focus on. And that's what we want our players to focus on, and we hold them accountable to that every single day. But just because we're 3-0 doesn't mean that we're playing exceptional football or we got a really exceptional football team or we should do this or should do that. It's very early in the season. We just have to be better today than we were yesterday.
And with that, I mean, you mentioned that starting off slow. I mean, how has this as coaches for you in particular been similar? Or is it similar or different to that first year when you were at Western Michigan in what was kind of a total rebuild in some ways?
Well, yeah, I've labeled this as a cultural change just because my definition of change is truthful listening, right? We got to be true to ourselves and listen to a new culture. And then we have to be able the culture's got to be able to change, which is we define our culture as connecting people. And I just have a different way of connecting people than other people, right, that were here in the past. Nothing's right, wrong, or indifferent. It's just a different way. And year one is really year zero when you take over a new culture or you implant a new culture. This is not an extension of former years. This is a completely new culture. So it doesn't matter necessarily the win-loss column. What matters to me is how are we implanting our culture? How is it working? How are we growing? How are we recruiting? How are we developing? And every single day. And I think that's really important for us and very difficult to do. To focus on that, but that's what's very important for us, especially we call it in year zero, because, you know, when we have 3 returning starters on defense and you win 9 games last year, you have a new starting quarterback, you've got all these new starters, you got youth, you got inexperience, you got freshmen. That's wonderful. That's why I took the job. You know, we haven't won a championship since 1967, and that's the ultimate goal. And so we have a championship-type culture that we feel works, and that's why we were hired to implant that and not extend off of something else.
Thanks, Coach.
You got it.
We can take one last question for Coach.
Your next question comes from the line of Don Marcus with Baltimore Sun.
Hey, Coach.
Hi, Don.
Can you talk about with Maryland down to its number 3 quarterback? Is there a way to make your kids make sure they don't look past them and say, okay, they're playing their 3rd string guy going into the opener?
Well, I think that's the motivation you continue to show. I mean, kids are kids. They hear it from outside resources. But I know this, DJ Durkin's a phenomenal football coach. And they were on their second-string quarterback still scoring 60-some points against Towson. You know, they have a very explosive offense and playmakers around them. 18's a very, very good quarterback. He proved that in terms of just how he played. And we have to be at the top of our game. It does not matter necessarily who they play. We have to play our best football. And we have to play better football than we did last week, or you leave ourselves open to getting beat by anybody. But I think one of the best examples is, you know, Tom Brady used to be a backup. So that's one of the best examples we continue to use and will use for our team is, you know, when Drew Bledsoe got hurt, a guy came in, and now he's the greatest quarterback of all time. So that doesn't have any significance to us. It might in terms of what we think they're going to be able to do on offense. But they're going to get the ball in the hands of those four playmakers on offense that they have done all year. And now, instead of a quarterback coming in when he's kind of unexpectedly have to play, he's got a whole week to prepare. So they're going to be a very explosive offense. They're going to be exactly who they are. DJ Durkin's a phenomenal football coach, and we expect to get their best.
Can I follow up? What are your memories of the 2003 Northern Illinois game against Maryland for you?
You know, one of my favorite memories is watching, I think it was Rob Lee kicked the ball into the air, and then obviously it was the interception at the very end, and then Joe Novak with his fist clamped, putting him above his head like, we did it. He took one of the worst programs in the country and beat a top 10 team at the time like Maryland in Husky Stadium. And I that's a very special moment because what Joe Novak had done is done something that a lot of people could never have done and never did do at Northern Illinois. And, you know, those are the things that excite me, things that haven't been done before. And that's since in the last 50 years, we haven't won a championship. And that's why we came to the University of Minnesota. But those are the memories I have from Northern Illinois. And, you know, Maryland's got an incredibly rich tradition. And we look forward to opening up big play. Big time.
Thank you.
You got it.
Coach, thank you very much for your time. And we'll talk to you again next week.